Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Hour number two of USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. A little change in topics. Bert Bertonis is with us, and we're going to be teaching a class about the stock market. And I'm really looking forward to hearing it because there's been a lot of discussion about GameStop and the rise up and the subsequent fall. And it's difficult for many people to understand what this is all about. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Vince. You know, when you picked that song, The Wall Street Shuffle, did you ever think we'd be having this topic in this show?
First of all, when I picked that, that was my absolute favorite song at the university.
Yeah.
The Wall Street Shuffle by 10cc. And I got the single, the 45 of it. And I recorded it on a cassette over and over and over and over. And that way I could preserve the vinyl and just hit the play button and listen to it, I think, about seven times on this cassette deck when we were at the university. And that's what I did. So we had in our university housing, we had a stereo system and a cassette deck and speakers and off it went over and over and over and over again, right?
Yep. So
Wall Street Shuffle.
Yep. So as we speak, GameStop is up $20 a share, but we're not going to go there yet. Let's back up. And what I'd like to do is discuss what is short selling, because it's a little bit of an abstract concept, and I'd like to try and make it understandable for the class. In very simple terms. So let's go there first. So we all understand what it's like to own a share of stock. And so short selling can only be done when it's public stock. Because think about it, maybe 50 years ago when you bought stock in a public company, you actually got the shares, correct? I mean, they used to mail them out to you maybe 50 or 60 years ago, but no more. Your shares are held by the broker, and you basically just get an electronic receipt. So those shares, and this has been going on for over 100 years, those shares can be taken from you by your broker, given to another customer who then sells them in the open market. So essentially, there's now two owners of the same exact shares. Let's say you own 100 shares of Apple Computer. Your broker takes them, gives them to another customer who immediately sells them, and now there's actually two customers who think they own those same 100 shares of Apple Computer. And you can even do it a third time, as long as your broker can get a hold of your shares. So what it does is it creates more shareholders for a given company than actually exist. So any questions so far, or any points you want to make before I go further?
No, I think you're doing a great job, but this is probably very unsettling to someone who's thinking that they bought something and they actually own it.
Unsettling. You know, it's almost worse than that, because the company itself, they have more shareholders now than they really signed up for. And in fact, I asked my broker once, I said, hey, when they have the annual meeting, and let's say there's 1,000 shareholders, but a 1,500 people expect to vote, what happens? And he said, you know, that's a great question. And he checked with some people in New York, and he said, you know, a lot of shares are held by the brokerage firms themselves. So right off, those shares don't vote. But on top of that, your vote may actually not count. You may think you're casting a vote. You may put down who you think you're voting for officers or for board resolutions or anything like that. But in effect, some of those votes get tossed out and you're not really even voting. So there's a lot of issues to this. Why does it go on? Well, it goes on for a simple reason. The brokerage firms make money on this, and obviously in aggregate, the short sellers are making money. And but by the way, if you're thinking this through, you might ask, well, hey, if you sell these shares short, you get to keep the money you get for them. The answer is no. The brokerage firm keeps that money. In fact, not only does the brokerage firm keep the money, they charge the short seller interest on the value of their short position. So the brokerage firms love it because they're making a lot of money. They've created more trades. They're making interest themselves on the money they keep, and they're charging the short seller a high interest rate on top of that. So they love it. For 100 years, the short sellers and the Wall Street industry has been saying it serves a good purpose because you know, it helps weed out bad companies and find things that are going wrong. But if you think about it, the short sellers aren't doing this out of altruism. They're doing it to make money, and they're selling this stock into the open market. They don't have any qualms about someone else buying these shares. If they're so sure it's a bad company or the shares are going down, why are they selling them to unsuspected new customers? So their argument, oh, we're serving a really good purpose in the economy, I think you have to question some of those motives.
Well, you said that very politely. Absolutely. Yeah, please continue.
Yeah, so that's basically what short selling is. So I'm setting the sort of the lay of the land for what happened with GameStop and the Reddit revolution. So a lot of stocks have very high short positions, and GameStop was one of them. I mean, there's lots of companies that have short positions just because people are what we call hedging. In other words, they'll take both long and short positions at the simultaneous. And that brings us to hedge funds. So for the past 20 or 30 years, I mean, probably longer than that, but they got popular maybe 20 or 30 years ago, hedge funds form that basically go to investors and say, hey, we don't care which direction the stock market's going to go. We're going to be both long and short. And everyone has their different formula. So I'm not going to say every hedge fund does it this way, but kind of the model is to have half your positions long, half your positions short. And then basically what they say is we don't care what direction the market's going to go. You're going to make money no matter what, because we're going to be short the worst companies and long the best companies. You know, and I've kind of simplified it a little. And not every formula is like that. There are some hedge funds that only go long and only own shares and don't short. And there's others that specialize in commodities or different types of financial instruments. But in terms of what we're talking about with the news, these are hedge funds that have significant short positions. And, you know, normally a lot of those short positions work out, but in the current environment where the stock market is booming, not so much. So these short positions to begin with have not been doing well. But then on top of that, a lot of people on Reddit formed a group and started saying, hey, if we can identify the companies that have extremely high short positions, and this information does have to get disclosed weekly, we could create what's called a short squeeze. And what a short squeeze is when short sellers have to cover their position frequently at a loss. And if you think about it, if you own a stock, you can only lose 100% of what you invested. But let's say you're short a stock and you shorted it at $10 a share. If that stock goes to $20, you're out basically 100%. In fact, there's no limit to what you can lose. If that stock goes from $10 to $100, you're losing like a thousand percent of what you invested, like 10 times. And in terms of GameStop, that's exactly what happened. They, you know, typically these hedge funds were short at $5 or $10 a share, and the stock went into the hundreds, and they panicked, and they had to buy scarce shares, and we saw what, in fact, unfolded, a classic short squeeze.
Can we just go back a little bit? And you've mentioned long and short. So my understanding from when I received my degree or degrees in finance and economics, long is the traditional concept. You buy it low and you sell it high. So you buy the stock for a dollar. You hope that the company does well, improves, comes out with new products. This is the old, old, old system of maybe 50, 100 years ago. The company has goodwill. The price of the shares goes up. People are betting on the come, meaning betting on, you know, what may happen in the future. So they buy it for a dollar and hope to sell it for more. That would be going long. Going short is selling it high. Something that you borrow, stock that you borrow, sell it for $10 and hope that you can buy it back later, buy it later for a dollar, right? Isn't that the difference?
No, that's exactly it. And in fact, indeed, some of these companies do end up even going out of business, meaning you buy it back at zero. So that's basically it. But let's go back to where I started. Why do we even have the ability for someone to sell a stock short? What purpose does it even serve for the public good, for society, and specifically for the economy? And I think there's a lot of people who are now saying it doesn't serve any purpose. Because like I said, if you think a company is fraudulent, there's other ways you can alert the public. And there's also options, which you can trade in. And I don't want to get into the nuances of stock options, but there's other vehicles where you can make money if you think a stock is going up or down. So you don't have to have short selling. But in terms of what public good it does, I think there's a lot of smart people who are now saying it has no public good, because all it is a mechanism for people on Wall Street, large funds, and traders to make money on trying to hope a company goes down in price. And, of course, the Wall Street firms, like I said, they make money both on the cash that comes in from selling those shares. They keep that cash in and use it, invest it, and they charge the short seller interest. Now, I will say that, I personally own some stocks. And by the way, let me disclose, I don't own any of the stocks we're talking about today. And we're not recommending that people go out and buy these stocks. We're not recommending them, and we're not, I personally have no position in any of these companies. But I will say that with Charles Schwab, who I have an account with, if I agree to allow my shares to be shorted, they will pay me the interest, which is makes it a little better.
And hold that thought. Hold that thought.
Yeah.
We're going to show a break.
He was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kurt Fertonis is with us. And class, in terms of full disclosure, I have zero stock, zero municipal bonds, zero paper silver, zero paper gold. The only investments that I have are tangibles, things like land, the farm, machines, farm equipment, implements, tractors, trailers, you know, to operate the farm, and farm animals. And that's it. You know, other than an account to pay the bills. Other than that, the Finelli family owns zero stock. And the reason is, I learned something called Max's Law many, many years ago. Max's Law is buy the best, pay cash, take delivery. So I am of the opinion, I did own stock. And I was certified by the university to be of some level of understanding. And I realized that the stock market is manipulated to a degree that I have no way of competing with that or even understanding the level of manipulations, like high-frequency trading, etc. And these Wall Street brokers, these Wall Street companies, like Bear Stearns, I mean, they are corrupt. They run Ponzi schemes. There's no question about it. Jeffrey Epstein was running a Ponzi scheme for Bear Stearns. They hired Jeffrey Epstein to run the Ponzi scheme because they said his moral compass was upside down. Seriously. No kidding about that. So I don't own any stock. So in terms of, am I recommending that you buy stock? Absolutely, positively not. It's a swamp. It's dangerous. Bert, would you disagree or agree with that for the average person?
Well, actually, I'll probably disagree with you a little bit. I fully agree that insiders have the system rigged and There's a lot of issues with Wall Street, so no disagreement there. But what I will say is something I've believed in my entire life, that owning stock is a good thing because you're owning a piece of the economy. So I've owned stock most of my life and my career. When I've had money that I can invest, I have. And I've generally done well, not as a stock trader, but as a long-term investor. So I do own shares in some well-known Silicon Valley companies. I've diversified, so I also own some other stocks in other industries. And generally, I've done well. But again, as an investor, not as a trader, because I believe history shows that in the very long term, in fact, there's a book called Stocks for the Long Term. I recommend it to our listeners, that it does pay off in the long term to own a piece of the U.S. economy.
That is different from the perspective of most people, because you are in the heart of Silicon Valley, and you have been for, you know, since the 70s. And, you know, you're a major technical player in terms of your contributions to what's happening in developments in Silicon Valley. So you fully understand, and you rub elbows with people who are in these companies with whom you are participating and supporting by buying a fraction of the company, by going long, which means investing for the long run rather than trying to make a killing, as if like using the stock market as a lottery. So that's completely different. But you have a thorough understanding of the businesses and the companies of which you are buying shares, correct?
That's correct. But let me add to that and say that I it's important to be diversified. So besides Silicon Valley stocks, and I own a couple of the big names that you'd recognize, I also own shares in oil and gas industry, in natural gas in particular, which I think is a good fuel for the future because it's clean, and natural gas pipeline, which I think is a good diversification. And, you know, again, we're not here to talk about personal investment strategy, but I will say that I've generally done best when I've bought things that were out of favor. And if you are going to diversify and sell anything, then sell something that's maybe in favor and consider buying something that's a little bit out of favor after you do your research on the fundamentals.
And so what you're saying is there's more potential for the upside if it's out of favor and it comes back in favor. For example, Apple Computer back in the 90s was in the dumps. And, wow, I mean, if you bought Apple Computer at, I don't know, less than $30, you did really, really well now, right? That's the kind of thing you're talking about.
Absolutely correct.
Yeah. And, class, one more time. We are not recommending buying any shares of anything. Okay, this is just a general discussion about how the system works. We'll be right back with Bert Bertonis.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry. Senate Democrats approved a budget resolution early Friday morning that will allow them to pass coronavirus relief without GOP support. The budget passed the Senate in a 50-50 party-line vote, with Vice President Harris breaking the tie. The vote is the first step for being able to pass a subsequent coronavirus relief bill that can now bypass the filibuster in the Senate.
Turkey's interior minister has accused the United States of being behind a 2016 failed coup that Ankara has blamed on U.S.-based Muslim preacher and businessman. In a prompt response to the comments on Thursday, the U.S. State Department said the accusations were wholly false. More than 250 people were killed in an attempted overthrow of President Recep Erdogan and his government. The Texas Department of Public Safety has apologized after mistakenly issuing an Amber Alert that said Chucky from the 1988 horror film Child's Play was a suspect in the kidnapping of his 5-year-old son, Glenn Ray. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As the National Football League gets ready for the Super Bowl on Sunday, Commissioner Roger Goodell said Thursday it took an amazing amount of work to get the season underway this year.
We're focused on making sure we finish out strong, but between our medical team and Dr. Sills is here, all the experts that he brought together to help us to put the plan together, the players and the coaches and the clubs that did so much to implement those protocols and the intensive protocols and adapt throughout the season. And I think that's the big thing for us. We had to adapt at every stage just like everybody else, just like the media, everybody else in this society. This was a year where we were all challenged. We all had to adapt, and we had to find innovative solutions to challenges. And I couldn't be prouder that the NFLPA and the NFL worked together in, I think, unprecedented fashion to be able to find those solutions together. Not only did we negotiate a 10-year CBA that was approved in March, literally the day of that, we started discussing about free agency and how free agents in the offseason would go forward. So it's been a lot of change, but it's also rewarding on that front. And the sacrifices that our players and coaches and everyone made, their families, is just extraordinary, and we're really proud to be here.
Super Bowl Sunday's kickoff is at 6:30 p.m. Eastern on CBS. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's gonna be sliding.
When are today's hot?
God, you're
take my
when you go
to the for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Bert Bertonis is with us. Bert, just a side comment. Back when we lived in Virginia, I bought a dishwasher from Sears. It was a Kenmore. It was their top of the line. And they had a store that was closing. It was a small Sears store in the city. And it was closing in another state. And I happened to be there. And it was like $500 for a top-of-the-line programmable dishwasher. So we bought it and put it in our house in Virginia. And it started leaking all over the floor, you know, after I first hooked it up. So I called Sears, and they sent out the guy, the service guy, and he said, you need a new tub. You put a new tub in, then the the control board blew. And so this was like every 2 weeks this thing was failing. And finally they couldn't get any more control boards. And I called Sears and I said, look, this thing isn't working. They said, well, bring it back where you got it. And I said, I can't. You guys closed the store. So I talked to the store manager in Lynchburg, Virginia. It was a big Sears store at the time. And I said, I'd like to come in. He said, well, we're having a big sale you know, on the weekend, and you can get one for, you get a replacement. So I picked out one that I thought was a mechanical, you know, good mechanical device and mechanical timer, et cetera. And it was $347. And so I said, okay, how about I get this one? He said, okay, you can have that one. And I said, well, wait, what about my refund and the difference from the $500 that I spent for the first one? He said, no, no, we're not going to do that. So I said, all right, I'll buy two. I'll take two of them and I'll pay you for the difference. And I gave one to my parents. So we had these two identical dishwashers. Now, during that discussion, I was really frustrated. And I said, what's going on? What's with Sears? When I worked at Sears as a in the 1970s, it was satisfaction guaranteed your money back. And I had to fight to get this thing swapped out. I mean, it was an uphill struggle. And here's the salient point of what I'm saying. He said to me, well, when you worked at Sears back in the 70s, it was a different company. We don't work for the customers. We work for the shareholders. We work for the shareholders. So customers are kind of like a sideline to their business, an afterthought. And that's what I believe is a big reason why Sears Roebuck and Company has fallen apart and gone bankrupt. Any comments about the difference between when you and I went to school for our master's degree in finance and economics? We were taught that, you know, you had to be a good steward, you had to make a good product, good service, you can't lie and cheat and steal from your customers, you had to be honest, you have to have integrity, you had to honor your warranties, you just can't fleece the flock. That's what we were taught, but that's not the case anymore, is it, Bert?
Well, you know what? I don't think there's anything wrong with working for the shareholders. The problem is that's what corporate managements are not doing. They're working for themselves. They're in many cases inflating stock prices through tricks on how they report earnings to get bonuses. You look at some of the salaries of large corporation CEOs and you wonder, is there, you know, like somebody getting paid $10 million a year, you wonder, isn't there someone just as capable who would do that job for $5 million a year or $3 million a year? So it's crazy. And again, I'd say it's not so much working for the shareholder, which I think is how it should be, and of course the customer, but the managements are really working for themselves.
There's no disagreement, and we see that in Jeff Bezos, and we see that in Disney, and we see that in all of these guys who are making, you know, tens or hundreds of millions of dollars in compensation and stock options. So it is incumbent upon them, if they have personal greed, which they all seem to do, to inflate the stock price any way they can so that they can cash out and sell at a high price. Isn't that right?
Yeah, that's true. Unless you get into one of these situations we're talking about with short sellers, and they pick your company to decide to sell short, you're in big trouble. And if we have time, I want to tell you a true story how I was hurt 10 years ago in a company that was totally fine company who you'd recognize the name. But short sellers drove them almost to the point of going out of business. That was.
Let's do it. I think that'd be worth learning about.
Yeah. So in fact, they made a movie about this, but it was Sirius Radio. They short sellers pounded that stock relentlessly, and I owned it. And that one day, Jim Cramer, if you know who he is, went on CNBC and said, "There's only two choices for this company. They're either going to go bankrupt and shareholders will get nothing, or they're going to get taken over and shareholders will get nothing because the price will be so low it'll just be maybe some debt holders paid." Well, neither of those happened. It actually got bailed out by a big entrepreneur named John Malone, saved them at the last minute. The stock had gotten as low as 10 cents a share, actually below that, and the company was saved. And you know, I don't have a current quote on the stock, but it's you held on, you did okay. Unfortunately, a lot of people got scared out of their shares, and the short sellers in aggregate did well because they all covered at low prices and made money, and it was the average person who owned the shares who really lost out on that, and there was really nothing wrong with the company, except the short sellers were forcing them to have a very low stock price, and they did need to raise cash, and they couldn't do it at 10 cents a share. So it was almost a self-fulfilling prophecy to force the company out of business. And it's a true story from 2009, 2010.
Did you see that YouTube video of Jim Cramer in it's like a conference room or the lunchroom, and he was talking about how he and his buddies manipulated stock? Did you ever see that?
No, but I will say there's been some studies done on his track record, and it's not very good.
Well, here's what he said. Here it is in a nutshell. He said that he and his buddies would they would manipulate the stock. They would drive the price down, and they place a call. One of the guys would call the trading floor, and they'd say, "Did you hear anything about Apple? And it looks like they're going to miss their forecast. The product isn't going to come out on time. Did you hear about that?" And then another guy would call another trader on the floor and say, "Have you heard anything about Apple?" And then another guy would do that. And then what would happen is these guys would talk among themselves. "Did you hear about Apple?" "No, I heard a rumor about Apple." "Did you hear about it?" "Yeah, I heard it." "It must be real. It must be real, because all three of us, or all four or five or six of us, heard this rumor about Apple." And they would drive the price down, and Cramer and his buddies would make money by driving the price down through false information. You can look it up on YouTube. It's there, unless it's been removed. Absolutely true. Now, please continue, Bert.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what was going on with these hedge funds. Is they, you know, a lot of these companies, I'm not going to say that they didn't have maybe some issues. I mean, you look at AMC, obviously people aren't going to movie theaters like they used to. GameStop, people aren't going in buying video games like they used to. But it doesn't mean that these companies have to go out of business. And in some cases, like I said, with SiriusXM, it almost became a self-fulfilling prophecy in that they forced the shares so low the company can't raise money. So they almost, in some cases, have to go out of business. And so it really leads to the question, why do we even have short selling? Vince, can you sell one of your heads of cattle short?
No. By the way, I found it, class. I just did a search. Cramer admits manipulating stock, YouTube. You'll see it. Cramer admits manipulating stock, YouTube. So you don't have to believe me. You can watch him. He doesn't realize he's on camera. He's talking about how he does it. But no, if I want to sell a cow, I sell a cow. And I can take it to market. I can sell it to an individual. They pay us for it. They take the cow. It's a done deal. We've done it both ways. We've sold cows right off the farm. We agree on a price. Guy shows up, looks at the cows. We agree on a price. We agree on exactly the cows that he's buying. He brings his trailer. We load him in, pays us, and drives off. It's as simple as that.
Yeah. So the analogy would be, is the guy next door to you in the next farm borrows your cow, sells it, but you still think you own it. That would be the analogy to what short selling in the stock market is.
It's an outrage.
Yeah. So really, it shouldn't be allowed. But the beauty of what the Reddit crowd did is they kind of like stuck it to the guys who were sitting back thinking they were going to make all this money short, and gave them a scare, because like I explained, the potential loss on a short position is infinite. And indeed, that's exactly what happened with GameStop price when it went to several hundred dollars a share from $5 or $10. And I'm not saying it was worth $200 or $400 a share. Clearly it wasn't. But that's what happens when there's panic and these guys have to cover their position.
Well, there's an old story about what moves the market, and that's greed and fear, right?
Yeah, and the more powerful one is fear.
Yeah. Okay. So would you consider owning paper silver or paper gold?
Well, they're more of a currency and commodity and, you know, precious metal person than I am. But I think it's safer to own. If you're going to invest in gold or silver, and probably there's an argument you should have some percent of your investment in something like that, it's obviously you'd want to own the metal, right?
Well, you know, it's kind of like insurance. And I met a guy who said, you know, insurance is better than having the thing. So, I'd rather have a bulldozer that could put out a fire around our farm and hoses and water and pumps than have an insurance policy that would allow me to be careless and hopefully repay some of the loss, you know, indemnify me against the loss. I'd rather have the equipment. I'd rather have the tangibles because I can always sell the tangibles. If I decide I don't want that, you know, I bought a bulldozer. I paid very little for it. But if I think there's going to be a fire, I can take that bulldozer out and clean a path around the woods and make a fire break. But if I put that money, the same amount, into farm insurance, at the end of the year, that's gone. I don't have the bulldozer. The money's gone. There's no way of recapturing it. It's like spending money into a black hole. Now, we do have insurance. I don't want you to think we don't. But what I'm saying is I'd rather have the tangibles than the insurance if I had a choice. But, we have car insurance and we have farm insurance and all that kind of thing. But what we don't have is some farmers have tractor insurance in case the tractor gets stolen. I mean, to me, that's crazy. I just keep the tractor where I can, within rifle range. That's what I do.
Yeah. Self-insurance.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's something we should, someday we should talk about lowering insurance costs. By the way, no banker, no insurance agent will, other than Peggy Gawley, will help us with insurance questions. They don't want us to know how the system works. A lot of dirty secrets in insurance and banking. And you're learning that. So we'll be right back with Bert Petonis.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS Omega-3 Fatty Acid Certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So we're talking about kind of a minefield in terms of investing, and it's dangerous. And the system is really set up so that those who run the system can really profit from it. Bert, is there anything else you want to talk about, or can we just talk about how some of these manipulators have even set up something in technology, which would be high-frequency trading, where they actually set up a microwave tower so they can get their, they can intercept the trades, they can see who's buying, who's selling, and they can place their buy and sell orders fractions of a second ahead of the generally dumb public.
That might take a little more time to explain, but a question did come in on who is Robinhood. So I'd like to cover that.
Because that's great.
Robinhood is this discount broker that many of these traders were using when they went to the Reddit stock forum and they talked about, let's go after these high shorted stocks. Frequently, they would trade on a company called Robinhood. And they offered free trading. And when something sounds too good to be true, and it's, you really think trading is free, Vince?
I don't think anything's free, even a free lunch. I know that if I got invited to go to lunch with Prince Charles, I'd end up opening my wallet and paying for his. Yeah, so, there's no such thing.
Right. So think about it. This firm, Robinhood, which was funded by Wall Street firms, actually literally funded by some of the same hedge funds that these traders are going after, offered free stock trading. And it turns out, of course, it wasn't free. They were getting paid by the exchanges. They were getting kickbacks from the exchanges on the trades. You know, it might just be a few pennies on every trade, but it adds up. But also, they were selling the information on their customers to hedge funds. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. They were literally selling your personal financial and trading information to the very hedge funds that we're talking about. And no surprise that they're under attack now, and they had to call off their initial public offering, because effectively they weren't working for the customers. They were working for Wall Street.
Yep. Well, it's just like Proud Boys. You know, people went to Washington, D.C., and they thought they were going to, you know, do a protest for the president. and Proud Boys were there, and they found out that the leader of Proud Boys was a government informant. And I don't think anybody even thought that that was possible. So it's, there's so much confusion, so much misinformation. So, I was really frustrated. I wanted to buy something on a little plastic part on gunbroker.com. So I went to GunBroker. You have to register. And I said, don't send me any of these emails. I don't want them. You know, I said, you know, don't do this. Don't. You can check all these options. Well, they have sent me a barrage of emails, and I can't get them to stop. And so finally, I sent them an email, and I, if I can find it, I'll read it. It's kind of interesting. What I said was, hey, listen, you guys just keep sending me these emails. I'm sick of it. How about you stop sending them to me? Or, hey, why don't you come on the radio with me and tell us about how we can... Here's what I wrote. Hello, I have done everything that I can think of to have you stop sending me this barrage of emails, but they keep coming. The only thing I can think of is to discuss this situation on my syndicated radio broadcast. Would you like to come on air with me and explain how to stop getting these unwanted emails? Please advise. Thank you for your help, Vincent Finelli. That's gunbroker.com. So if you're lonely and you want a lot of emails, just go to sign up with gunbroker.com. If you don't, stay away from those guys. That's the kind of stuff that's going on. These hidden businesses, they are selling email addresses. That's what's going on. That's where the business model really is, in my opinion.
Yeah, so, unfortunately, when you respond to junk email to unsubscribe, that usually, more often than not, verifies that you're a live person, and you get added to more lists. So it's kind of crazy.
Yes, yes. So the bottom line is, I made a mistake. I mean, I never should have bought this little part. I could have bought it on eBay with spent more, maybe 50% more. But I thought, you know, I'll just try GunBroker. What a miserable outfit. And just trying to find out how to unsubscribe with those guys, it's impossible. So I sent them an email, and they said, oh, here are the links. Here are all the links that you can use to unsubscribe to all these different promotions that we have. And I went to it, and they said, oh, you can't do that because you've closed your account. Yes, out of frustration, I closed my account after a couple of days with these guys. They are horrible. So, class, when you are asked for your email, maybe you should make one up. Maybe you should make up an email. Oh, pick some name. Oh, maybe Joe. And then pick some common name. What is the commonest name, most common name you can think of? Joe what? And it might have to be Joe 123456789.10@something.com. That might be a great way to go. You know, and you get blended in with the tens of thousands of Joes. That, I think, is where it's at. Any quick comments, Bert?
No, but I hope we continue to have the Reddit crowd allowed to do what they're doing and not be stopped by any type of government, further government control.
Yeah. Yeah. Bert and I are of libertarian leanings, less government, the way Thomas Jefferson wanted. Bert, thanks so much for being with us.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements they've experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extend.